Hey, the Word of God. I'm going to go to 2 Kings. What a great lesson Brother Mitch taught today on Samson. Thankful we can learn from others' mistakes. We don't have to make all the mistakes ourselves. We can learn. We can be blessed. 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 1. This is a story of a very perplexing situation that developed in a family. And as we read it, you might wonder, how could something like this happen? But we thank God for the outcome that is going to be evident. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain. And they hid him, even him and his nurse, in the bedchamber from Athaliah, so that he was not slain. And he was with her, hid in the house of the Lord 6 years, and Athaliah did reign over the land. In all of the evidence of great cruelty and chaos, thank God there was one who was hidden in the house. As we look at the kids around us in our church today, I want them hidden in this house. Amen. Not hidden in the sense that they have no exposure, they have no witness, they have no testimony, but no, anchored in truth. Amen. Determined to live for God. For the promise is unto you and to your children. Praise God. And I'm thankful we can claim that promise and know God is real and true to His Word. You can be seated. God bless you so much. It's hard to imagine Athaliah, the mother of King Ahaziah, taking vengeance like that. You would think a mother of the king would be so proud and so willing to give all that she could for the furtherance of the kingdom, the success of the reign of the king, and determined that it didn't matter what the sacrifice involved, she was willing to do it of herself, of her possessions, her time, her energy, everything that she had. But instead, we see this horrific deed, her own grandsons. Can you imagine that? Because she had an ambition for herself. She had an agenda that didn't involve what God desired. And all of the time that she ruled, there was a wickedness in the kingdom, an ungodly influence from her mother Jezebel. And so it's no wonder that, you know, she had that kind of example and that she was willing to follow through in that way and in that range of wickedness. But thank God for Jehosheba rescuing Joash from the carnage, from the cruelty, from the chaos, from the destruction, and a godly influence that came upon that little boy, a motherly love demonstrated in place of that which he had lost, hidden in the bedchamber and then in the temple and finally making his way to the throne. Thank God. The hand of the Lord was there to minister. And so in his 7th year, Joash was made king. And the priest, Jehoiada, made known his plan. He said, we're going to circle the king with our weapons in our hands. And these were the weapons of David, the spears and the shields that were in the temple. He got them out of there and he distributed them among the warriors who were going to ring around Joash at the time that they would crown him. It wasn't as grand as what we watched in the last couple of weeks in Britain It wasn't as widespread, it wasn't as proclaimed, but nonetheless, it was the plan of God. And so, the plan was fulfilled, and Joash was crowned and anointed as king. Athaliah's reaction? She screamed and cried, treason, treason. And yet, she was the one that was the traitor to the idol worship that she endorsed, and Baal, and so on. But slain with the sword because you reap what you sow. And that's what happened to her. And instead, the priest, Jehoiada, and all the others made a covenant. It included the priest, it included the people, it included the king. Everyone was involved. And they determined that they should be the Lord's people. Thank God that they made that determination. With all that was going on around them, with all the influences that were ungodly and wicked, with all the idolatry that was running rampant, they said, we belong to another one. We're going to worship him. We're going to serve him. Praise God. And thank the Lord, when there's that kind of determination, when there's that kind of commitment, there's not enough devils in hell that can turn you around, because the Lord comes alongside. The Lord guides you and leads you. The Lord lifts you up, and his power is made manifest to bring you into victory. Thank God that we have the Lord to rely upon. And look what the Lord has done. Thank God that we can stand and look back at the blessings that he has brought. He touched my mind. He healed my body. He saved me just in time. Hallelujah. And I rejoice in all that he's provided and blessed me with. But I look ahead as well and know my God is faithful. My God's going to bring me through. My God's going to take my hand. My God's going to lift me up. My God's going to lead me through the darkness. Oh, hallelujah, for the power of God that I can rely upon. And no, his goodness is not going to fail me. His goodness is following me. And his mercy is there as well. Hallelujah. Thank God for the love of the Lord and the blessings that come in our lives. Hallelujah. Joash ruled for 40 years. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord. He repaired the house of the Lord, and it meant something to him. He had been hidden there those many years. He probably wandered here and there and explored a little bit in the temple. So it was something cherished by him, and he didn't want it to be in shambles. He wanted it to be repaired. And so the money and the workers were gathered. But Joash forgot the works and the commitments, and he didn't hold to the covenant. You see, the beginning, of course, is important. We know what the beginning of the church is in the book of Acts, and we've got to follow that pattern. We've got to make sure baptism is in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. We've got to make sure the infilling of the Holy Ghost is accompanied by speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. That's the way it was done in the beginning. But the end is vital as well. The end is important as well. The last step before you step into glory and on the streets of gold has got to be according to the pattern, according to your walk with God, according to your steps in the Lord. And thank God we can continue in the Lord and know the promise. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Thank God that we know Philippians 1:6 to be a possibility for every one of us, that the Lord will complete that work. The Lord will not fall short. The Lord will not run out of grace and mercy. Oh no, it continues. Hallelujah, as we follow after the Lord. I think about Moses, the Hebrew baby boys being drowned in the Nile. Pharaoh's decree touched the whole nation of the Israelites, of the Hebrews. And no doubt the tears of the mothers and fathers as they took their baby boys down to the banks of the Nile. Those tears, I don't know if they were plenteous enough to raise the waters. I know they must have flowed just like any other spring, perhaps. But Moses was hid for 3 months. And of course, you can't hide a baby for very long. It can become very obvious that there's one in the house. And the noise and so on, unless he's like Isaac. And you just you know, can hide him a little bit longer. But there came the moment and the time that he had to be brought to the Nile and placed there as well. But instead of just tossing that poor, helpless, vulnerable little one into the waters, Jochebed made an ark, made a basket. The reeds from that Nile probably were involved as well. And from her heart was the basket made. And then placing that little child there and shoving it out into the current. But the current bringing it back in among the bulrushes, no doubt. And there it stayed. And there is where the daughter of Pharaoh heard the cry. You know, some might think, what a coincidence that the little basket containing Moses floated down just far enough that it would stop right there. Oh, what a coincidence that Pharaoh's daughter came at that time in that place. But God doesn't deal in coincidence. God deals according to his plan and according to his will. Thank God for the power that he's able to display. And so we know the story that he was brought from the basket in the river to a bassinet in the home, and the very government that was trying to bring the destruction of those Hebrew boys paid for the raising of Moses in his own house. Praise God. And thank the Lord, it was that upbringing that caused him to make a choice as a man. When he stepped from the riches and the recognition and the privilege of Pharaoh's palace, and he stepped into a servanthood and obscurity, and he went from Mount Moriah to the Mount of Transfiguration because the plan of God was being fulfilled. Show me your glory, he declared. And he had no idea how great that glory would be and how powerful it would be, just as you have no idea what God is going to take you to, what God's going to bring you through, and what glory he is going to reveal. If you keep on with him, if you maintain that commitment, you walk with God with all of your heart, and you serve the Lord in obedience to his will, thank God that the power of the Lord would be there. And thank God for the prayers of the mothers that reached out to the Lord, just as Jochebed committed Moses to the waters and then raised him for a few more years, and that upbringing did not forsake him, and he became the deliverer of Israel out of Egypt because he was hidden for a few months and then for a few more years in the blessing of the Lord. Jesus born a little babe in Bethlehem, and the baby boys being ordered destroyed by King Herod when he realized the wise men were not coming back to inform him of where the Christ child was. They knew it would be Bethlehem, but he wanted a further identification so he could eliminate any competition to his throne. Oh God, help us to realize we need the Lord upon the throne of our hearts. We don't need to be in charge of our lives. We need him in charge. We need him to be the king. He's recognized as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And let it be so for every one of us to place the Lord in that place in our lives to make sure he is the one who is in charge. But Joseph was warned by the angel to take his family to Egypt, hidden there for a few years, if you will, until the angel in a dream told Joseph to go and return, and he made his home then in Nazareth. Somewhat obscure, somewhat small, perhaps even like the beginning in Bethlehem. But thank God that there came the growth and the increase and the favor and so on. And we read about him in the temple at 12 years of age, Joseph and Mary returning home, supposing that he had been in the company of those who would be around him, a far cry from where we are today. You got to be so concerned about your child going to the restroom by themselves, and you got to make sure they're with somebody, or you take them. That's the day we live in now, and yet here they were, just assuming for 3 days that he was among the company. They didn't find him. They sought him, and then they returned to Jerusalem, and they found him in the temple, and the people and the parents astonished and amazed at the answers that he had for those who were discussing the law. And when he was inquired about what he was doing, he said, I must be about my Father's business. That probably made them wonder and guess what he was talking about. But then Mary kept that in her heart. And I have a question for you today. What are you about? What are you concerned with? What are you focused on? What are you making sure is priority? What are you making sure you memorize and hide in your heart? I pray, oh God, that we would grow in the blessings of the Lord and know the goodness of God and hide his word in our hearts that we might not sin against him. That's the power of the word of God, friend. That's what we do when we commit his word into our memory. Praise God. Not just a rote situation, not just a routine, but we let that living word change our lives. We let that living word bring a difference into our hearts and into our lives. Mark 7 and 24 gives an interesting statement. It says that he could not be hid. Praise God. Everywhere he went, there was a clamor. Everywhere he went, there was a crowd. Everywhere he went, there were those seeking healing from him because he came to minister in miracles, and thank God that he did. When he could not be hid, a Greek woman came to him with her request, a Syrophoenician who was concerned about her daughter and wanted her daughter to be delivered. But you know the conversation that Jesus had with her, actually ignored her to begin with. The disciples said, send her away. And her request was, deliver my daughter, change her, make her well. Make her whole, and so on. Who knows what all the requests that she went on. I know we have the conversation in the Gospels, but oh my, the heart of a mother who is reaching out for her child. The Lord declaring we can't give the bread of the children to the dogs, you know, and that whole aspect there. But her faith reaching out, saying, but the dogs eat the crumbs that fall off the table. What was she saying? She was saying, I don't need a whole lot. I don't need a whole loaf. I don't need a slice. I know just a crumb of your power is able to make a difference. I know just a smidgen of what you have in the blessings that you can impart are going to make a difference for me and for my daughter. Oh, God, help us to claim what the Lord has in store for us. God, help us to recognize. Recognize there's so much power that he can reveal to take care of your needs, to take care of your situations, to take care of all that you are seeking from him. Thank God that there is that kind of power available, that we can reach out to the Lord and know his goodness and the blessings of the Lord. Finally, the Lord would tell her, go home, your daughter has been delivered. And when she discovered it from that very hour, the Lord had done that work. Oh, thank God for the power of God to minister in our needs as we reach out to him and let his power and his blessing come forth. Praise God. Amen. So, being hidden or being lost. I thank God that we can be hidden with a purpose in the house of the Lord. Amen. I know that sometimes we joke about memory loss and how we can hide our own Easter eggs and be a challenge to find them because we forgot where we put them. But oh my, how there can't be a spiritual memory loss. There can't be that place where we walk and forget how the Lord delivered, how the Lord healed, how the Lord blessed. No, we remember it. We testify about it. We tell others about it. Praise God. We hide that word, that treasure hidden in a field. We go and dig it up and we sell all that we have just so we can get a hold of that treasure. Amen. It's been hidden, but we found it. And now that we've found it, it's worth everything. Everything. Praise God. And we reach out to receive from it. Praise God. And the power and the blessing of the Lord that is there. Now Luke 15 gives us examples of three lost items. The sheep in the wilderness, the coin in the house, the son in the country. And when each of those items was found, It was a cause for rejoicing. And that passage goes on to say there's joy on earth and in heaven over repentance of one sinner. Thank God there's still repentance that can help someone to take the first step into the presence of God. It's not just something we ignore about sin. It's not just something we joke about and justify and excuse. Oh no, we tell the Lord we're sorry. God, would you forgive me? God, would you change me? I don't want to live that way anymore. I want to be pleasing to you. I want to do the things that are in your word. I want to obey your commands. Praise God. That's repentance. Amen. Not glossing over sin, not saying that's my temperament, that's my personality, that's my heritage, whatever the excuse might be. But God would help us to turn from our wicked ways and call upon his great name. Hallelujah. And know that there is joy in heaven as a result of that repentance. But the coin that was lost in the house, the candle being lit, the house being swept. Praise God. I look at how we need the light of the Word of God. We need that light to shine in our circumstances. We need that light to illuminate our path, to walk in the ways that God would have us to. We need the cleansing, amen. Not just sweep the house with a glance, but to actually do the cleansing that God is going to do in our lives and bring us to a place where we know He has done a work of cleansing. Praise God. And thank the Lord. And we can be His hidden in the house, not lost in the house. The son who returned home and the command, make merry and be glad. This my son was dead and he's alive again. He was lost and is found. Thank God for the difference. Thank God for the change. Thank God for the power of the Lord to make such a strong situation become different. The reality was it was so drastic. It was so difficult. He was probably facing death through malnutrition and disease as he was there in that pig pen. But thank God he came back to his father's house and there he found life. And he was not lost any longer, not dead any longer. Thank God that we can stay hidden in our father's house and lost to the world and not living in the place where God is going to bring condemnation, but he's going to bring salvation. And his power and his blessing are there. The Lord declared, in my father's house are many mansions. Praise God. Amen. And I've heard proclamations and dimensions and descriptions of the New Jerusalem and how vast and how great and how amazing that it is. But I want to make sure there's one prepared for me, because he said it that way. I go to prepare a place for you. Have you heard him tell you that? Do you have that assurance? Amen. I'm preparing a place for you. Amen. Make sure that you're there to step into that prepared place. Because he said, I will come again and receive you to myself. Hallelujah. We can be ready to go and not lose out. Thank the Lord that the scripture talks about the shout and the trumpet and the dead in Christ rising first. Praise God. We might say we've lost a loved one, but really, when the trumpet sounds and they're ready to go to be with the Lord, thank God we're going to meet them in that heavenly place together forever. Hallelujah. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. Oh, thank God that we know that power and that blessing. And how the Lord has prepared that eternal place. Not a vacation for a little while. And then we come back to this mess called the sinful society that we're living in now. But in the power and the presence of the Lord. I'm thankful that it is eternal. The Lord talked about those little ones and their angels always facing the Lord. Or always seeing the face of the Father. And thank God that is a place of no tears. That is a place where the Lord is going to wipe away every tear. I think about redeemed moms who are going to have their tears wiped away, no regrets, no memories of what had happened, because their angel is right there, praise God, and the power of the Lord being displayed, and the blessings of God that are going to come forth. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God that it's a real place. I thank God that's where we're going to be hidden forever. I thank God that that's the power that the Lord is going to display. Amen. I know that there are those like Athaliah today who would endorse abortion and go on with addictions and impede the lives of their little ones that are born to them. And selfishly, they are following after their own ways. But thank God for the power of the Lord that can bring a change. And that change means there's no more tears. There's no more pain. There's no more sorrow. There's no more crying. There's no more death. Oh, hallelujah. I want to be hidden in that place. I want the power of God to be displayed as we walk on with the Lord and know the blessings that He has in store for us, and that touch and that blessing again and again. Amen. This time of the year reminds me of our trip to Venati, Sister Becca, and the graduation that was being celebrated as we landed in that village about this time of the year. And the great graduation celebration for one graduate in that village. And so our service was delayed because they had different parties that were going on, and people were busy with those things and wanted to come to the service that we had planned, but we had to delay it a little bit because the kids that we wanted in the praise team were busy dashing around the village. How many are there in Venati? 150? Something like that. And so it didn't take long to dash from one end to the other. But finally, practice at 7 o'clock, and then the service started at 8 o'clock. And it was a good little service. There was singing, and the kids from the village joined the praise team, reading their papers and doing a good job. Then there were testimonies. Then there was the preaching of the Word of God. And an hour later at 9 o'clock, we called the kids up because it was the end of school. And we thought, well, let's just pray with the kids that are here in the service. There was probably about 20 altogether who were in the service. And so they gathered up to the front, and we began to pray. But in just a moment, little Emma raised her hands, tilted her head back, and began to speak in tongues. This is an Episcopalian church now. And the power of God swept in that place. And Emma just lost in the Spirit. She's just talking in tongues and tears streaming down her face, and the hand of God upon her, and another one started talking in tongues. And then another one started. And then another one started. Praise God. Oh my, the power of God, so great and so wonderful. Sister Becca was busy praying with different ones, and we counted about 10 that received the Holy Ghost. Not all of them kids. One of them was, I can't remember her name, one of them was an aide in the school, and I went to her and said, you know, God wants to use you to help these little girls. God wants to use you to counsel them and bless them, but you can't do it yourself. You need the Holy Ghost. She began to cry, and she began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God came upon her. Oh, thank God for the power of the Lord that can be displayed as the blessings of the Lord come forth. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord that He fulfills His word. The word had been sown many, many times in that little village. The word had been planted again and again every spring as we went back there, and different ones being filled with the Holy Ghost. We thank God for it. But oh, it's so amazing to see those children in the altar. And there were some who were in the back laughing and carrying on and wondering what was happening in the service. Somebody went back and got them and brought them come up to the front, and they're standing there in the presence of the Lord, tears going down their face, and you could see the astonishment, the wonder, and the questions that were in their mind. What am I feeling? Why am I crying? And the power of God touching them. Thank God for the goodness of the Lord. Thank God for the blessings of God that can come into every individual, young and old. That went on from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock till I finally had to stop them. It's still daylight out. We had lots of daylight. But oh my, I'm thankful for the power of God. They prayed. They hugged each other. They prayed for one another. They were gathered there in the altar. They moved up on the platform. They hugged one another and prayed together in a huddle. Oh my, the power of God that was so real. The blessings of the Lord that were so great there. Amen. I'm thankful that they could claim what the Bible says. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Thank God for that power. Stand with me, please. Amen. I want the children to realize at the end of the school year, that the summer awaits them and the weather is changing. Things are turning green. The little birds are coming back. Big birds coming back. All of the changes that take place with spring. But God has changes that are so great and so powerful for their lives. God has things that He wants to do for them. God wants to bring blessing in their lives like they've never had before. Thank God, most of them have received the Holy Ghost. We thank the Lord for it. But God can give a great blessing even here and even now. Amen. And thank the Lord for the blessings that He has provided for us. So all of the school children, I'd like for you to come. Just like they did in Venati, I'd like for every child to come and stand in the altar here. Amen. And thank the Lord that there is that power and blessing. There is that glory and goodness. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead, Amelia. You're going to be praying for some of these kids as well. Praise God. Just kind of separate out a little bit because we're going to pray for you. Amen. We're going to believe God with you. We're going to trust the Lord that He's going to do a work and God's power and glory is going to be displayed. Nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to be worried about. No, God's goodness is so great. God's power is so wonderful. Better than any ice cream you've ever eaten. Better than any candy that pastor can give you in his office. So much greater. And thank the Lord that the power of God is so real and so blessed. Amen. Go ahead and spread out a little bit here all across this altar because we're going to invite the grown-ups to come and pray with you now. Amen. I'm going to trust the Lord to do a work. Do you believe God can do a work right here and right now? You believe the Lord has something special for them? We want them to be hidden in the house of the Lord. We want them to have the Word of God hidden within their hearts. Praise God. And that blessing to come forth. Please come now and let's pray with these young people. Pray with these children. Believe that God's going to do a work. God's going to provide. God's going to minister. God's going to bless. Amen. Thank the Lord that we can put our trust in Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.